You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Kendra Carr. The pandemic is in check in northern Michigan for now. This week, just a few new cases of COVID-19 were reported in northern Michigan, two in Grand Traverse County and a few others in Emmett, Manistee, and Wexford counties. The trend mirrors the state, which is rapidly decreasing the number of new cases and deaths reported. To discuss the latest developments, I'm joined by IPR reporter Taylor Wisner. Hi, Taylor.
Hey, Kendra.
So is this good news for northern Michigan?
It is. The website COVID Act Now, it models coronavirus data of all 50 states, and this week it indicated Michigan is on track to contain the disease, which is a big deal. It basically means that we've done four things right. The first is we've gotten our infection rate down. That's the number of active cases that we're seeing throughout the state. Then the second thing, we have a good positive test rate. It's just about hovering around 1.4% in the state, which is low. And that means that we're doing a lot more widespread testing, which is really good. Then the third thing is we have enough ICU beds available in the state. It could be better, but we have enough now that if a second wave came, we'd be able to handle it. And finally, contact tracing in the state is at 100%, according to this website, which means the health departments are able to follow up on every positive case in a timely manner, which is really important in containing that virus.
Speaking of a low positive test rate, Grand Traverse County reported that of the more than 800 tests performed at Turtle Creek Stadium in May, only 5 tests came back positive. The overall positive testing rate is less than 1%. What do we make of that?
Well, that's actually a really good sign. Testing in northern Michigan has been slow compared to other places. But now a lot more testing is available, so people who don't even show any symptoms are able to go get tested. And the more tests we have, the more they can tell us about how this virus is spreading. So right now, 37 Grand Traverse County residents have tested positive for COVID-19. But with more testing, we've found 12 that didn't have any symptoms. The Northwest Michigan Health Services, they're a healthcare provider. They're running one of the test sites in Traverse City. They've shared some data, too. There were 9 positive tests of those 1,500, and only 4 of those were asymptomatic. So a very small number, but it's still a really good indicator. You know, the more testing we're able to do, the better we're able to see how this virus has really gotten into the community. And the fact that we're not seeing very much at all is a sign that the virus may not have spread as much as some worried it might.
Great. So do health officials have other concerns right now?
Well, overall, the picture is pretty good. Preventing the spread of coronavirus, though, in hotspots that we already know of is still a concern, like nursing homes. This week, the governor announced there will be regular testing at all long-term care facilities, regardless of whether or not they've had an outbreak there or not. And the health departments are going to work with those facilities to make sure they're able to do all that testing. You may remember, Northern Michigan had a few facilities in Otsego and Crawford counties that had pretty bad outbreaks that contributed to a number of deaths there. So it's definitely where the resources have been allocated right now. Less of a major concern, but still something important. The Health Department of Northwest Michigan wants people to get back on track for their immunizations. They saw a big drop-off in vaccinations during the 3 months of this pandemic, especially child vaccinations. The CDC actually put out a report late last month that showed that compared with other states, Michigan is doing really bad. They found that children less than 2 years old dropped off by 50% getting those timely vaccinations during these 3 months. So, you know, it's an area of concern. There is a bright spot. The medical director for that health department, Dr. Josh Meyerson, says he's seen a number of vaccine orders just come in. Here's what he has to say.
What I hope is that we'll see a big increase in immunization efforts this summer before school starts so that we don't have unprotected children and face other outbreaks on top of all this.
You know, health officials also emphasize that, you can go to the doctor's office. It's safe. You don't have to worry about possibly getting infected if you're going in for a visit or an immunization. So they really want people to get those appointments made sooner than later, just to get through that backlog of cases by the end of the summer. And finally, you know, the picture's pretty great, but there are still some things that worry health departments, one of them being that testing for Northern Michigan seems to be coming back a little bit later than expected. Usually results take a couple of days to show up after they've been tested, but in several cases, health departments have been waiting up to 2 weeks to get the results of tests that they've put in to labs. Now, it's very understandable. Labs are over capacity right now, and most of the tests are turning back negative, so it's not a huge concern, but it's still something the health department worries about, because if they're, you know, waiting for a positive test and that test comes back later, you know, that person is more likely to endanger the community. So they want to get those results back more quickly.
IPR's Taylor Wisner keeping us up to date on how COVID-19 is impacting Northern Michigan. Thanks, Taylor.
Thanks, Kendra.